If you think my engine's big, wait till you see my exhaust.
Oh. Wait.
Exhaust is the what?
Exhaust. You know what exhaust is?
Never.
Isn't
yeah no because it gets rid of the
no I'm the engine part that's baffling me.
Why the engine's big?
As in like she's the mechanic seeing your engine of your car.
What's the engine? What's the engine representing? Yeah, it's so true. What you bringing out? It's true. It's like, yeah.
Car engines are big.
Yeah, but what does that represent for you? But it wasn't exhaust.
Huh?
What's the exhaust?
Let me explain it. Wait.
Are you flying?
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
All right, cool. Yo, afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are. We're PTM again, the podcast, and we're here with Tim, Manny, Pedro, Vish, and Shake. When's this coming out? After the live show, isn't it? Well, London was sick, man. You should have been there. Drake came out.
Yeah.
50 Cent came from, he was firing from the ceiling.
21 Savage was still, he was still out here.
Yeah, Tupac. Yeah.
Hologram.
Oh, yeah, slaps, man. You missed out, guys, unfortunately. But yeah, be there next year. We're going to announce a date soon.
Very soon.
For Wembley. Oh,
yeah. Summertime.
That's a big reveal, man.
Surprise. I believe this guy's.
So we just came off shutting down Birmingham like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the show, actually? Did you like it?
I'm happy that we ended up doing it.
Because there was a bit of apprehension coming up to it.
I wouldn't say that.
There was, let's be honest.
In certain camps.
Yeah, because obviously we'd never been out into the regions before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Our fan base is strong in London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first time stepping out of our comfort zone.
That's true.
Mm. And I love the reception that we got, man.
Yeah.
Reception was wicked. It was an intimate show. We got to connect with the fans. We get to go out in the crowd. Pedro was mainly in the crowd.
Yeah. You basically sat down with them for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. He bought a ticket, man.
Who's your favourite fan at the moment?
Ooh.
What, Jess?
It's got to be Jess.
Yeah.
I got a lot of fans recently.
You do?
Jess? Where are you from, Jess?
Yeah.
From Jess.
I would say Jess. Jess is close, but yeah, Jess, she's a good girl, man.
Good girl.
But yeah, no, I echo that. I think it was sick. But can we talk on something?
Yeah, go on.
I actually brought something with me. What the heck is
that? What is that?
Ain't that a spark plug?
It's not a spark plug.
That's from a car.
It's from a motor.
What is that?
What is that?
This is the motor of Tim's car.
Did you pick that up on the floor?
He drives Noddy.
Wait.
He's going to need it. He needed a part of your insurance.
He saved you about £200.
When you go for your next MOT, they go like, this is missing.
Why is that off as well? Because when I picked it up, it was still live. Let me tell you something. Something in your car is not working. Anyway.
Why we have this.
It was on Sunday, right?
It was on Sunday. We're going to room 187.
Room 187, pick them up.
It was your birthday.
It was your birthday.
Technically. Good event, you know. I've had a long day of driving. You know, I live far, really far. So did a couple miles.
Couple miles.
Raining.
So it's wear and tear.
Did you have your visual aids with you?
Yes, I had my glasses.
So there's no excuse for what you should have seen.
So what happened now is we must have met up here in Shake's yard. Then went straight to, Manny's yard.
Yep.
Yeah.
And went straight to, Islington. Cool. Found a parking spot. Sweet. But you lot got there first.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened there is I looked to my right, left, sorry. I see there's a space, but I see it's actually for the electric cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you definitely
and you don't have an electric car.
I don't have
an
electric car.
Okay.
I'll tell you for what my view is.
Okay, go on.
So I went past the electric car, thinking, oh crap, there's no space. So I had to go turn to my right. I didn't really look properly to my right because I didn't see. My bearings was off. Mm. I don't know.
So you didn't reverse back and then turn right.
I reversed back a little bit, but I wanted to be out of there and like find a space quickly because I don't want to take attention.
Yeah.
When I'm driving, I don't like
so
it.
You spun the coupe real quick.
Real quick.
And then what happened next?
I just hear like a thud. Like,
it was not a thud. It's louder than a thud.
Or the kaboom. I'm listening to music. Because I'm obviously going to that room on it. So I'm listening to Usher Burn. I didn't know.
You burn your car, right?
It's like an alarm. But normally, when you come out, I can't see the accident. But I had to drive off quickly. Because I was thinking to myself, it may not be that bad. It's not that bad. So I had to look quick. I was thinking, oh crap. I didn't have a chance to look at the front. I just see you, Bangs, holding my number plate. I was thinking, oh, this is gonna be bad.
Half your life.
only one letter came off. So
no,
you can't you prosecute for that?
Yeah,
like actually driving around without.
If your number plate's like. If you got half your number plate on,
it's not half.
They'll pull you over.
It's only two.
It's two letters.
Two letters are gone.
Two letters of numbers.
Yeah, but at the back is fine. Let me just check the back.
All right, so from my, I'll tell you what happened from my perspective very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm getting that.
This
my
is
car.
My friend, by the way.
Allegedly.
I'm getting out my car, and all I hear is two lorries hitting each other. So I'm thinking like this bear, I'm thinking there's going to be bear people injured.
It's a catastrophe.
You're waiting for the sirens, isn't it?
I'm thinking something crazy has happened. Like, I'm thinking these vehicles must have been going fucking fast. And then I turn to the right and then I hear danger or someone going, it's Tim. And then I just see him speeding up, so I just start laughing.
Tim sped off though.
He sped off.
Yeah, he didn't.
I mean, you know you're embarrassed. I'm embarrassed at what you've done.
Yeah, because my music was loud. I didn't hear how bad.
This is the burn, isn't it?
Oh, this is the burn.
So let me tell you what happened. He turned into the road, as he said, but he's crashed into one of those pollards that are on the street.
On the pavement. You was driving on a pavement.
No, I was driving on
you know you could have killed someone.
Yeah, so we literally after the show, because it was too soon to do it straight away, after the show we did some post-match analysis. And if that pollard wasn't there, he would have been in someone's living room.
It was there for protection, is it?
There was no curb.
That's a good question. Why are they there, those things?
For people like Tim. That must be like a danger zone. It must be a danger zone.
I thought those things were there. Oh no, they're not the things that two cars go in between, right?
No, to protect pedestrians.
Yeah.
Why does there need to be a? Oh yeah, because if you were standing behind that, you would hit that.
Yeah, and they won't go through it, basically. It depends how
bad that place wasn't busy.
It wasn't busy.
It was busy because of you, though.
So you
made it
in,
busy.
Man.
So upsetting that.
Have you sorted your car out?
I'm going to get the number plate done myself.
Do you
how?
Think... What, Gorilla Glue?
No. I'm going to go Health. Okay, I'm going to get technical. I'm going to go Halfers and get a new number plate.
Okay.
I'm going to do that this week anyway.
Do you... Give it back to him, man.
Yeah, he's going to need that.
Hey, you ruined it, man.
What's that? I ruined the thing that fell off your car.
When Tim came out of the car, yeah, and he saw the damage, did he just kick the stove?
Yeah.
Not again.
I didn't see how bad it was. Then the next day I saw, this is actually crazy.
I was with Tim, I tucked something in, because like, it was something that was coming out, so I had to tuck it under the thing.
That's what was connected to, to that.
I'm not saying, because I've only had that car for like 3 months.
Was everything working when you was driving? Was your hazard lights working? Was your blinkers working?
Tim, at this stage, where you've had some instances a few times, do you almost feel like it's best that you don't drive?
I have to drive. That's the thing. I've been driving a lot lately as well. That's the thing. I would like to avoid driving.
Quickly, we've just got.
Oh, someone in the studio just give you some information.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
They're called bell bollards.
Okay. Oh. So when you said Pollard, I'm thinking of Vicky Pollard from Great Britain.
From, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bell bollards, yeah. Rooted into the ground. Mm. They serve to protect pedestrians.
Yes, they did.
Actively deflecting vehicle wheels from mountain pavements, street corners, curbsides, and living rooms.
They chill.
Oh, that is chill.
So, anyway, this question. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So, here's the scenario. Here's
okay.
The
scenario. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
So, imagine me now. I've gone to, you know, oh, this is good for you. Ask
okay.
Question, yeah. So, you know how I, my work schedule is like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I park my car.
Yeah, yeah, you park up, at mine. Yeah. Yeah.
So say if one day I go to my car, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't find my keys. I left it on the train.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, two banks, please. My spare key is all in Basildon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you let me drive your car?
So
before
Sunday,
you want me to give you the keys to my car?
Yeah. Before, say it's happened before the accident.
I would never let.
No, I wouldn't.
It's just me, or you just.
I will. There's a few people here I'll let drive. Most people, actually.
If I'm honest, it's probably just you and Shake that you, wouldn't.
Oh, can Shake not drive?
You want to
drive?
If Shake's sober,
Shake,
I didn't
Shake, drive. Shake's had some instances.
They've never been my fault though. Listen, I've never been in a fault incident. They've always been non-fault. I've been in a few accidents. Yeah, the first accident I went
to. You
had a few. Accidents, I've had sorry. Three. So I had. Three? I had two accidents and a stolen Patrick. Vehicle. I've just been unlucky there.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
The first time. A guy came through a junction and smashed into me with a kid in the back.
What, a kid in your back?
No, in his back.
Oh, okay, man.
And then my airbags went. That's not my fault. That's a non-fault.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think that's my. I don't think I'm.
Insurance to me as well. Yeah, that's fine.
My neck kind of hurted as well, so I had to get some physiotherapy, isn't it? That came in handy. And then the second time, someone didn't know the order of a roundabout. So then they went and smashed into me then. That's number two.
Yeah.
And the third time my range got stolen.
Yeah, sorry.
So I would still say that I'm a good driver. And if anyone's been in a car with me, do you ever feel like your life is in front? Do you feel like you're in control?
No, you're right. I was with Tim in a car driving from mine, yeah.
There's
a roundabout Gallows Corner, yeah.
No, that roundabout is scary.
It's a standard roundabout, isn't it?
No,
it's kind of intimidating, but it's still a roundabout. Like I use it like every day.
Yeah.
And
he uses it every day.
Yeah, but I can use any roundabout any day.
Allegedly, yeah.
It's not my era.
You drive past it quite often.
Yeah,
anyways, yeah. When Tim gets the roundabout, yeah. He's so scared to go. Like we're literally there for like the whole. I remember Justin Timberlake was playing one of these long songs from yeah, we got to a new song before Tim was brave enough to move. Like, but it's like one of the ones where like you have to like time it perfectly.
Yeah.
But Tim is not. You're not a confident driver. I'll give you that.
No, I'm more confident now.
That confidence can make you drive into a car.
That happened at high
speed, you know. Yeah. It wasn't a slow turn.
You were going fast.
Yeah, you're going
he could
fast.
Just be cautious, though.
I was in gear one. I stopped the car. I was in gear one. I don't know what happened.
That wasn't the end of your eventful week. We went to Birmingham on Monday to do a show. And there were a few things that happened, actually. Manny had tissue coming out of his trousers somehow.
A magician.
Was part of the act. Part of the act.
And Tim, I don't know how, but you managed to rip your jeans on stage.
What happened was, I was scared because, you know, we were losing in our performances, yeah. So we were losing
number one.
First round, we didn't know the words. Second round.
Who's we?
I didn't know the words. I didn't know the words. So then I think it was, what's his name? T-Pain? Was it?
Buy a drink.
So I was like, oof. I think I jumped and then it ripped. Then I had to keep it mellow for the rest because I was looking down. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I could see.
I need to close my legs.
There's a big hole here. Like, people could see it. But I was even thinking, I was looking at like people recording. I was thinking, are they recording me or are they recording me?
jeans.
you know, it's your jeans are slipping, and then you just still have to get an act as if nothing's happened, is it?
I come off, you know.
Yeah,
I was,
you
I was
have to.
That, but. Come off.
Yeah, but you didn't have spares.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Just
get like a jacket and like...
You would have had spares.
All they have to do is like that jacket kill. Dance when he just moved out from the stage when he ripped his jeans in.
Yeah, you got a change, man.
Yeah, but I didn't have a spare one.
But
ripping jeans is crazy.
Yeah, do you know how hard it is to rip jeans?
Yeah. Ripping jeans is crazy.
The fabric on the jeans is tough.
No, but like wear and tear of jeans, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had it for quite a while.
Then are they ripped jeans? No,
yeah, but they're ripped
rip
jeans.
No?
Were they ripped jeans?
Okay.
Ripped jeans now.
They are now.
Yeah, they're ripped now. But it's been a long couple of days.
Yeah. It has.
Yeah.
Like, help me, guys.
We love Birmingham, though, man. We love you guys.
We love Birmingham, man. What are you going on to?
Probably. Was there anything else?
There was a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of debris left.
Yeah. So like, have they quoted you how much it is?
Bruh, that's the. I told you that's the motor.
That's the.
You're better off buying a new car.
No, I'm not buying a new car. I'm just gonna get the number plate fixed and do the bumper. There's too much some others. It's. I hate going to mechanics or anything because they're saying words I don't understand.
Hey, so that's something. Yeah. Do you not go to the same mechanic or do you change mechanics like every time?
I go to the same one.
Go to the same one.
Yeah.
So like, do you trust that your guy is doing you like well, like
bro?
Yeah,
I trust him, yeah, but sometimes they could be manipulating you because one time,
yeah,
I have my MOT and my MOT's £40 and I gave him a £50 note. Mm. Actually, what happened? I can't remember how it worked. Anyways, I saved £10, he was just like, it's cool. And then I was thinking, okay, this guy's got my back, but I think that's how they manipulate you. So the next time when they come back,
you're gonna be like,
this guy looks after me. Must be doing me a favor.
I think that's one of them industries that you just don't know what, like, there's no transparency.
Unless you're a mechanic yourself or you've got the chain. You've got to just go with it.
They can quote you more and you don't know what's actually broken or exactly. What's standards.
It's so
like,
scary. Are you asking definition? Hard. He went even more into detail. I don't know what you're even saying. I hate mechanics. I hate it.
There's bare those industries, yeah. Whenever there's an industry with a call out fee in it, when there's a fee for you just to come in and diagnose the situation, yeah, then you know it's a scam in it.
Them plumbers make peas, bro.
Plumbers.
The Mario Luigi, they make peas, bro. Pedro Manny, they make money, bro.
That's pretty funny.
The other day, yeah, I was going to sleep, me and my girl were going to sleep, yeah, and it's like 12 a.m. It's like a Friday night, or whatever. And my toilet's just like flushing
on its own.
Oh. On its own, isn't it? Yeah, like bare water's coming down, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like 12 a.m. Yeah, and my missus has this thing where she says she doesn't like it when I check YouTube on how to fix something. Yeah,
how you gonna look?
She just thinks I should just know. Yeah,
like, then she just knows. So was that ick for her?
So, yeah, she doesn't ick. She doesn't like it. She didn't say ick. She just doesn't like it.
Okay.
So
for me,
So we're lying down and I'm just like, do you think we're gonna be able to sleep with this? And she's like, yeah. Then I was thinking, this water bill is going to be high. I need to fix this. So I go into the toilet now, yeah? I go to the toilet. And then I'm thinking, I don't have to do this. So I've lifted up the top of the toilet. Mm. And like the water's like at the highest level. Yeah. But water's still coming out. So I'm not too sure how toilets work. But water's coming in from somewhere. Yeah. Some pipe. Loading the whatever the that base is.
Yeah.
And then it's coming out of the bowl. So it's still flushing. I've lost my headphones. I don't know where my headphones are yet. So I go.
You go on YouTube.
To YouTube, yeah. So I'm putting it on the lowest thing. Right? And I'm just listening to it. But you can't just listen to it. You have to watch it at the same time. what my man's in. So I'm just listening to it. And it says, like, hold the flusher down. Then she's talking to me. And she's saying something. So I'm like, what? She's asking me how, like, what am I doing? I'm just trying to figure some stuff out, yeah. So apparently, I was just like, hold the flusher. And then, like, there's this, like, lever thing where I'm meant to, like, lift it up. And then once the water comes back, it should be calm.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tried that, but it's not working. Like, I don't know what I've done wrong. And then I'm just like, you know one of them ones where you don't have to fix something, but you can just see something that might need to just change?
That's the worst.
So I just started twisting something. You just started touching
something.
And then the water goes down.
And then the water went down and I was cool. Yeah. But what about you? Do you look like, if you can't fix something in a house, like how do you like?
YouTube.
I'll call my uncle.
But whenever I try doing things on my own, my wife's exactly the same.
Is it?
Like I'll go, like even just changing the lights and she sees me getting the chair. She's just like, what? You just calm down. You know your knees are like, just calm down. Call your uncle. Let's call someone. Yeah. It's long. I can't do it.
So your uncle charges you or what?
No, he don't charge me.
Yeah, so you're lucky.
For little stuff, he doesn't charge me.
Yeah, I don't.
But he gets a meal at the same time. So he comes down, he gets a meal. Picks up a couple of things.
The value exchange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a
partridge, man.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't. Bro, it's YouTube, bro. You got your uncle. There's anything wrong with that, personally.
I agree.
Yeah.
And wait, so when you came out, did you be like, oh, yeah,
I just tried some things.
And it
worked.
You must have lifted the hell out of you after, bro.
Bro, I swear down. She said, oh, that was so sexy. I'm not even joking.
You should have put a pencil here, man.
You just go around just fixing anything.
That was good revival for me because 2 weeks ago, our heater wasn't working and it's when it's starting to get cold.
Oh, it's freezing.
And so I called over, there's a, what do you call them? Like a plumber, innit? Who does the heating?
A boiler. A gas guy.
Yeah, electrician, yeah. Gas technician.
Engineer.
He lives across the road. Okay. So I called him to come over. I was like, oh, it hasn't been working. I can't get on downstairs and upstairs, yeah? So he goes upstairs and he goes to like one of the storerooms and he like turns this thing. He said, no, he's like, this is working. Your gas should be working. He goes, let me check the meter. When he checks the meter, all it says is that the battery is low. So all he did is
change the battery.
I'll change it when it gets there. But I thought like the battery was fine. And when he changed the battery, I was like, yeah, you know, I can't pay you for this, right?
It's cool.
Yeah, for the call out. It's because he's across the road again.
Do you know what I hate though? You know when you've ever been at a business meeting or you've been somewhere where you don't know what the setup is like?
Yeah.
You have to work out the technicalities of getting your laptop to mirror on the screen or like,
connecting. I hate that.
Long. Bro, and you're under pressure because this meeting's meant to start now. And I'm taking 10 minutes just to prep like how everything's meant to work.
I hate that.
And then connectivity, like not everyone has Wi-Fi as well. We don't have Wi-Fi, bro, the tether. I had to tether in South Africa, bro. It was the worst experience ever.
Hey, you've been living recently, bro. How are your flights been? Any delays?
I missed one flight. Went 20 minutes early. It wasn't Milan. It wasn't Germany.
It was Rome.
It was Rome. I don't want to be under distress.
No, just explain. What happened?
Because the fans want to know. Like,
so if you ever go to Rome, Rome is a big airport.
Don't say.
So is Heathrow.
When?
2006.
Okay, so you know the airport's expanded. They made 3 new terminals.
When what year?
When he lost his flight, he was doing all the research.
So basically, if you fly a budget airline, sometimes they move the gates. So I went from Terminal 1 to Terminal 3. But then there's a train you got to take in between there. I wasn't the only one who was late. Me and my colleague and 6 other people got left. But we flew with someone called Vueling.
Yeah.
And Vueling make money off basically people not having their flights because they don't have like the £200 you pay to get a new flight.
Oh.
So basically, I was stuck at the airport.
So they
arrived
even early.
Well,
as in to make money off people.
Yeah. So when you get to the gate, like you're meant to get there half an hour early. I've got there like 15, 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
And they'd already shut the gate. You can jump over the thing if the plane's there, but the plane wasn't there. So they took a bus to where the.
Didn't leave early. Your flight left on time. You were just late.
I was late to the gate, basically. But the flight hadn't left.
That makes no sense.
Hadn't left, yeah. But I can't physically get there. If the flight was there, I can get there because there's a tunnel.
Yeah.
So why did you make us feel like your flight left 20 minutes early?
You put on your story that left 20 minutes early.
But you didn't left 20 minutes early.
I'm not going to get into the technicalities, man.
No, I want to know what happened.
But yeah, Rome's a confusing place. So if you go to Rome, just go early.
Because I'll be honest with you, that day, we spent at least an hour trying to figure out how
you're saying we, it's just him.
Yeah, but he was feeding it back to us, so we was involved.
We just wanted to know, like, what happened. And should I be getting to terminals a bit earlier?
I don't even check that. Are you okay? None of you don't message me. Are you okay?
You know, that's so funny. Do we check on each other, like, if something happens?
I checked up on Dej. Bro, I saw
his
A&E.
His engine was like, I didn't see that either. Sorry.
I just saw it just now.
Why are you laughing? Why are you smiling?
You're laughing. Oh, yeah. Right, you don't put this to me.
Yeah, true.
That's a good point.
What do you mean you were gone? You should be saying thank you.
No, but that's a good point. You got home that day. Did anyone message you saying you got home?
No, you know what? Bengs messaged me the day after. I said.
Yeah, but Bengs is he likes you.
When you told your fiance what had happened, Did you tell him the truth?
Yeah, I told the truth, but I didn't break it down. Like,
it just came out.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, oh, man, someone crashed into it. I don't say that, but yeah, I didn't break it down. I hope she'll see this, but obviously,
so you lied.
I didn't lie. I lightly told her what happened.
Anyway, Tim, like, we obviously, there's a lot of jokes and everything, and we felt bad for you, so we actually ordered you something to make up for the loss. It's coming next week. Oh. It's a brand new PS5 game for you to play. Crash Bandicoot.
Oh my days. Oh my days.
While you were driving, what did you do? Did you do lessons or did you do a crash course?
Don't mind them.
That's crazy. I give up because there's too many things happening with driving, so I can't really like tell you like how much of a good driver I am.
But you're not.
Exactly. That's the point of the conversation.
We've got videos of you spending an hour parallel parking into a space.
Look, there's so much evidence. There's no point me even trying to defend myself.
There was a time when Tim parked outside my house, yeah? And he had stuff in his... We were going on holiday. He had stuff in his back, in his boot. And then he got out of the car to open up his boot, and he left the handbrake on.
So the car's rolling,
and he's in between him. He's between his car and another car behind him. And he's like, Bex, Bex!
Did you hold the car?
What do you want, Bex? You need put the handbrake on. That's fine. Bro, I was scared. The car started rolling. I was going to start chasing. Oh my days!
For all the new people doing their tests, they're going to use Tim as a hazard perception.
That's funny.
That is too funny. That's dumb.
All right, let's get into chat up lines.
How long have we been recording for?
That's calm.
Oh, that's cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
yeah.
So since we're talking about you and your car, let's get into... you need this more than anyone. Chat up lines for a mechanic. And you can start us off as well if you want to. We're going to go you next, Manny.
Done. Baby, you blow all my fuses.
Should have held that.
That would have made it slap.
Oh,
can you take the handbrakes? Let me start again.
Damn.
Can you take the brakes out of my car? Because I don't want anything stopping me from loving you.
You don't do that.
What are you saying at the back? What are you saying?
It's so nice. Okay, go on.
Come on.
Sorry, I'm about to laugh.
I want to crash into the back of you.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
What the fuck, bro?
Why? Why are we talking to a mechanic anyway?
I'm just happy you said crash.
Go on.
If you think my engine's big, wait till you see my exhaust.
Oh. Wait.
Exhaust is what?
Exhaust. You know what exhaust is?
It's the engine part that's baffling me.
Why the engine's big?
The mechanic seeing your engine of your car. What's the engine representing? Yeah, it's so true. When you break it out, it's true. It's like,
car engines are big.
Yeah, but what does that represent for you?
What do you mean?
But what's the exhaust?
Huh?
What's the exhaust?
Let me explain it. Wait.
You're flying level.
You can work on my body parts all night.
What? Ooh, you can work on my body parts all night. Yeah, that's good. Mine's is, I can see you're good with your hands. Why don't you come back to my garage and I'll show you how good I am. I'm junior.
Hey, yo, wait, mine is fine. You man are screwed. Nah, mine's actually fine. If you think my engine is big.
What is the engine?
What's the engine? What does engine represent?
Engine could be anything.
No, no, no.
Same one thing it represents. What does it represent?
Is it your heart? Is your engine your heart?
If you think my heart is big, my engine's big. That's, yeah, you saved him. You saved him. Yeah.
No, mate, that's the way he meant.
That's what I meant. I'm just going to get my words out.
Have you not got any?
Come.
We have to vote people. No, it doesn't really matter.
Just yeah. No, we have to vote. We have to acknowledge the ones who are stinky. Yeah,
Pedro's out. Wait, what?
Pedro's thinking. I'm probably
Vish out. Vish is out.
Pedro Vish
out. What did Tim say?
Yeah, Tim's one's a bit stinky.
I've got good audience.
There you go. E-Man and then Dej.
Have you ever really got, we're going another round, yeah?
My next one's shit, though.
Yeah, this one we need though.
Chat up lines, yeah, for a mechanic.
Cool.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, go first. Yeah,
go first. You go around this way, yeah?
You're going, man.
All right. I know you appreciate good body work. Just wait until you see what's under my hood.
Okay.
Slaps. I like that. That means you're not circumcised.
Literally.
Go on, Ivan.
Come back to me.
Okay, go on.
You'll wear out my gear stick if you keep clutch riding.
Not bad.
That was good.
It had to connect for me.
Thank you. My emotional battery is dead, and I'd love to jump start it with you.
I can't say it, man. Your uniform's gonna look messier when you spend a night with me.
Yo, that's it for straight of face.
That's got nothing to do with a mechanic as well.
Oil spills on their jumpsuit.
Go on.
He said it, he was like, this is shit.
Girl, you have my heart racing.
Yeah,
no. It's not Formula One, child. No. I'm going to do anything else. I want to add some more to that.
Gani, man.
If you are a car, you'll be a saloon because your boot is fat.
Saloons are sporting.
No, it's a long thing. It's a long thing. The boot is fat. The boot is fat. Yeah, the boot is fat.
Let's go to the next one, then we'll vote on the next.
Pick up lines for a doctor.
Okay.
Ooh. I see you in my future. I see you.
You weren't expecting a round of applause. Can I take your temperature? Because you're looking kind of hot.
Why are you taking a doctor's temperature?
I don't mind it.
It's not too bad.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, not too bad.
I don't need a defibrillator because you already got my heart racing.
Slaps.
Cooked it. Pow.
Yeah.
I think I may have Down syndrome because I would have gone down on you.
Get out now.
Get out.
That's the bitchiest line I've ever heard. Get out.
All right. This one's personal, but you're gonna have to brace yourself for the neck I'm about to give you.
Woo! Okay, you just had that. Yeah, that's it.
Neck brace?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I like it.
Is the doctor a man?
I hope not.
You take my breath away
and I don't have an asthma pump, so I guess you're going to have to give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Ooh. I like it.
Pervy, but I like it, man.
Yeah, you didn't look at the camera. That's what helped.
Listen, after the last time, I don't look at the camera for long. I look at a glimpse, and I turn away now because it was too intimate the last time.
You got ones, isn't it? Yeah, let's swap out.
Yeah, I know my
one. One of you to go first, yeah? Are you ready?
No.
You ready?
run it, you can run it. We will run
actually,
it.
You say chat lines for a doctor, then say it.
Yeah. Chat lines for a doctor. I came here with my pump for all that asthma.
That's fine. Shall I go, yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't need a plastic surgeon to get these back shots.
Oh, bad.
I don't have another one. I don't even want to say it. Think so.
Say it.
I plead the fifth.
Just say it, man.
Can you fix my broken heart? Are you happy now? You understand why I didn't say it?
That's saying it.
Yeah. You might be good with that. Yeah.
I feel like I have to give too much explanation for mine, but I can't read your handwriting. I can't read your handwriting, doctor. What comes after 079?
Oh God, man! Damn.
You know when doctors handwriting?
Yeah, you can't.
And she's written a prescription. And she wrote 079, but I can't read it.
Makayabu on that one.
I think you might be my appendix, because I've got a gut feeling that I should take you out.
Sappy, yeah.
Sweet.
I studied human biology, so it's...
Yeah, that's sweet. I'm going to think of one like yours.
When I was a kid, I used to love playing doctor. Now that we're grown, let's play gynecologist. Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Nasty.
Get out, man.
That man.
Nasty.
It's okay. Gynecologists are doctors, so.
Yeah, it's okay.
I hear it.
I'm okay with that.
That's it. Let's play gynecologist.
Yeah.
That's his game.
Ooh, I just came up with a new one.
Go on.
If you arch your spine, I'll give you this coccyx.
What?
Sick cox.
What's cox?
Coccyx is a part of the spine. The spinal cord. You guys don't know the parts of the spinal cord.
No, of course I don't.
Your list threw me off.
It wasn't hitting.
I want to watch Bay's Anatomy with you.
Ooh, shit.
You must be a bladder, because Blad, you're sexy.
Who's that? It sounds like Vlad.
Yeah. If you want a Russian man,
let's do an ultrasound so we can see me in your guts.
I want a GPB with you.
Oh my days.
My dick can put the suffer in a suffer.
Oh, what the?
That's not
good. Suffer. That's pain.
It's a big dick.
I see you're low on some fluids. I've got some of mine I can give.
The drip in the sperm.
Yeah. You must be a doctor because you cured my erectile dysfunction.
I like that. I like that one. I like it.
You are old.
You said me, you got erectile dysfunction.
Well, not really. Right. Allegedly.
Yeah, you need to do an X-ray so I can give you this boner.
Bone.
X-ray. Bone. Yeah. I've learned that yesterday.
It's all too recent.
Yeah, they did an X-ray on me. Nothing came up.
I'm gonna forever long for you.
Lung.
Nah, fuck off.
My heart lungs for you.
MRI, love you.
If I get you in these sheets, you'll be in A&E.
A&E?
A&E.
A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A&E. A
fucking slam.
This is filthy,
filthy, you know.
Slaps.
Do you not remember when we used to play
your mama jokes? Ambulance.
Remember as kids?
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
This guy's horny.
But yeah, do you not remember back in school we used to play like those your mama jokes?
Yeah.
Do you not have any? Can you remember any that used to...
I had one that stank, yeah, when I was a kid, yeah. And this is when this girl, she basically turfed me when I was in year six. I liked her. I said I liked her. And she just said, you're so old. When you fart, dust comes out. But those were in year five, and it cut deep because there was a group around you in it, and everyone was like, ah! And then when you think about it now, it's just bare stupid.
It's probably you heard it too many times.
It still rings in my mind to this day. I shouldn't remember that, but it's still there, isn't it?
I got a new look, your mama joke.
A new one?
Yeah.
Go on.
Your mama's so fat, she bought two tickets to the live show.
Hey, oh, so
get your tickets. Get your tickets. Hey.
Your mom's so dumb, when she takes money out at a cash point, she takes the cash out and points it.
Huh?
I didn't even hear him because he's laughing.
What? She takes the cash out.
What the hell is that?
Cash point.
She takes the cash out. That's funny. If he did it,
he was just busting up like
this. This is so dumb. I was imagining this whole mom doing that.
I remember what my nephew said to my auntie. He's like, your mama's so fat. She don't use the internet. She's already worldwide.
Oh, no.
She's huge.
Man, just added, she's huge.
Your mom is so fat, when God said, let there be light, he told her to move out of the way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, solar eclipse.
Why you got to bring God?
I don't have any.
Any other? Okay.
There's bare fat ones. There's bare fat ones, isn't it? I don't want... Your mom's so dumb, she went to the aquarium to get a Blu-ray.
Okay.
Oh,
your mom is so ugly.
Whoa.
Are you looking at someone?
Your mom is so ugly, when she takes a portrait, they hang themselves.
Uh-huh. Slaps.
That's...
Oh, I like that.
Your mom's so dumb.
It always starts. I mean, that's how it starts, isn't it? When it gets
harsh, bro.
Your mom's so dumb that she rings Dr. Pepper to make an appointment.
Slaps.
She could be fat as well for that.
It's true. Diabetes.
You man got some, yeah? Let's bring these man in.
Your mama jokes. Mm. Your mama's so dumb that when the doctor told her she had asthma, she said, "Yeah, I got it in Turkey."
Asthma, that's racist.
It's a callback.
It's a callback. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got one. Your mama's so dumb, she went to an eye doctor and asked for an iPhone. I like it when the American accent. You confused me. You made me do the American accent.
You made me do the American accent.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, they made me do it. Did I?
No.
You made it.
I did an American accent.
Do
you know
what
American accent
sounds
like?
No, you did it.
I'll go next, yeah?
Go on.
Wow, your voice is deep.
It's very deep. Your mum is so fat, when I asked her to back the beef, she brought out a knife and fork.
Oh.
Your mum is so dumb, she uses foundation to make up her mind.
Your mum's so fucking butters, yeah?
Too much. Yo, bitch loves this shit.
Your mum's so butters, yeah, that it's a violation of YouTube community guidelines. I know you like that one.
What?
She's violating community guidelines because she's so ugly.
We got that.
No, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out where it's not shit. The first part was the best part of the thing. Your mum's so fucking up.
Your mum is so fat, she gets vexed that she has to share breast milk with a newborn.
Share what?
Breast milk with a newborn.
Oh, that's deep. That is deep. That's deep. Your mum's so dumb. When it came to the general election, she thought she needed to get pregnant to vote.
Yeah. Those intelligent ones, man.
Okay. We're too dumb.
Your mum is so fat, she's banned from every all-you-can-eat restaurant. Huh?
Go on.
What?
Say it again, because I want that one to go on.
Your mum is so fat that she's banned from every all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Get out. Your mum's so nasty that when she uses a tampon... Sorry.
Yeah.
This one's good.
Why is his mum nasty?
Your mum's so nasty that when she uses a tampon, all the crabs use the rope to jump away.
Oh my days. Oh. That's good.
I know what happened to you. What happened to
you? Why do you have some? Am I you?
Sorry, man. Your mum's so ugly, she made One Direction go in another direction.
Your mum's so ugly, she made One Direction into Pussycat Dolls.
Your mum is so fat. Your mum's so fat, she made One Direction go into multi-dimensional.
Your mum's so fat, she made Destiny's Child Destiny's Children.
What the fuck? She's been
Your mum, go on.
Your mum is so fat, she uses a bed sheet to wipe her bum.
Ooh.
She's huge.
That's deep. That is deep. Yeah, I'm done with I'm on the spot. Fun facts. Who's got fun facts?
I got a fun fact.
I got one as well.
For all you porky ears. Yeah. Like, do you guys know that when a pig has a cold or like a cough, it like shits out its intestines through its anus, and then farmers usually have to stuff it back in.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Where did you learn that? TikTok. Okay.
It's good. Yeah, what TikTok though?
Fun facts about pigs.
Haram.
Fun haram facts.
So wait, a pig, because it's not making sense to me.
Yeah.
Because like, how can you shit out your intestine?
It comes out of his anus.
The intestine comes out.
Google it.
Anyways, okay, well,
Yeah.
Wait, the intestine comes out of his anus and they have to put it back in.
Yeah, the farmer has to put it back in.
Someone verify.
Yeah, verify that one, because that one is shaky as hell, bro. Intestines coming out of a pig's anus.
Yep.
It's graphic, and let's verify it.
I've got one.
Gone.
So I went to Lisbon this week, which is Portugal. And basically,
we know.
Thanks for letting us know.
Just in case people don't know geography. I don't know why everyone's shining at me.
Go on.
Lisbon is the second oldest city in the world, only to Athens. A lot of people think Rome is actually the oldest city.
Africa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, in Europe.
Athens. In Europe. Okay, cool.
So, yeah. And also, drugs is decriminalized there. So, basically, you can go to like a pharmacy and buy weed or cocaine or heroin if you're using it for personal use, but you can't traffic it. You don't commit a crime unless you're actually like that's trying to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manny, what you said is cap, bro.
Yes, it's cap.
I'm literally Google. It's not cap. No more than Google.
No, I'm not sure.
Said many animals will expel feces as they cough, and the rectal lining will penetrate through the anus. In extreme cases, it does not return and remains prolapsed. There's nothing about
it coming out and
them farmers putting it back.
The pig probably had a hemorrhoid.
This is a common symptom in pigs exposed to, I can't even say that word, Sierra Leone toxicity.
What's your source, Pedro?
Angle mix.
What's yours?
There's a whole thesis on it.
He's slapping.
Tim, run your fun fact.
So my fun fact is basically in Indonesia they suffer the most cyber security attacks, over 11 million.
Okay.
Thanks for
that. Do we know why that is?
I don't know. I just think it's Indonesia, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't really check that.
I thought he was gonna say India. I thought, where's this going?
No.
Pedro, you got one.
Take That had a number one album on Friday. they sold over 100,000, which is the record for British act this year.
That's mad.
That's crazy.
100,000.
Yeah. It's light as well.
What song? Do you know the name of the song?
The album.
Album.
Oh, the album.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Oh. Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Okay.
My fun fact is about psychology again. It's about there's three types of memory. Well, there's like five or six types, but there's three main types of memory. Working memory, which is very immediate, short term. That's where they say you can only hold 8 things in your memory. So if I give you a number, most people can only hold a sequence of 8 numbers. Then you have short term memory, which kind of does what it says on the tin. And then you have long term memory. So that's where something is reinforced in short term memory. And then actually you can recall it at any time. There is this very, very weird condition called prosopagnosia, in which people's faces can never go into the long-term memory. So you could meet somebody several times and you will never remember their face. You always feel like you've met them for the first time.
Iman. Interesting.
You're a proso.
I don't have one this week. You guys will be happy to know. But the only thing is, I think Travel Tuesday is a scam. No, honestly. It's a scam, because I checked the flights on Black Friday,
yeah.
I checked the flights on Travel Tuesday,
yeah.
And the flights on Black Friday were cheaper than Travel Tuesday. So Travel Tuesday is a scam. Book your flights on Black Friday. That's it.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. That's it from me.
Who's was the worst?
Manny's. Or yours.
Mine.
Well, yours was better than Manny's, because at least yours was a fact.
Mine.
I'm gonna get out.
Everyone liked. I thought everyone liked.
Nah, we didn't. We pretended.
Yours was shit. I can't even remember it.
Okay.
How many cells did Take That have?
I don't know.
100,000. Over 100,000. Not 100,000.
I can only remember 8 things. That was one of them.
True. What was yours? It was Indonesia. Do you know what you should start doing? Facts about cars and drivers.
True.
No. Yeah. You've still got the amygdala of your car on the table.
I'm going to find out what this is and let you know next week.
Man said I'm going to let you know next week.
That was another episode from us. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. But we've got a surprise for you guys as well. We've got some more animation coming through.
Yes.
Cheers.
You'll be happy to know. Yeah, new animation. We've got a few coming through this next couple of weeks. So yeah, keep a lookout for it. And we'll be back.
We're going to start making season 6 soon.
Cheers.
Soon.
Very soon.
Look up there.
This guy just looking at
There's no way that this isn't important.
It is 100% important, bro. There's a blue wire and a black wire. When you see that in the films, it's so important, bro.
That's what
it's
so the important. Engine.
Everything is your
child.
Should just be please.
Love and kindness, guys. Peace.
Safe.
What's going on, people? Iman from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheese!